Pirkei Avot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 3, Mishnah 7, says as follows. Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa ish Kfar Chananya Omer. Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa of Kfar Chananya said, Asara sheyoshvin v'oskin batora shchina shriya beinehen. When 10 people sit together and engage in Torah study, the Divine Presence dwells among them. Shenamar, as it is stated, Elkim nitzav ba'datkel. God stands in the congregation of the godly. Uminayin afilu chamisha. And where can we learn that the same applies even to five? Shenamar, for it is said, Vagudato al eretz yisada. He establishes his band upon the earth. Uminayin afilu shlosha. And where can we learn that the same applies even to three? Shenamar, for it is said, Bekerev Elokim yishbot. He judges in the midst of justice. Uminayin afilu shnayim, and from where do we learn that the same applies even to two? Shenamar, as it says, Az nidmiru yirei Hashem ish el reihu vayakshev Hashem vayishma. Then those who revered God spoke to one another, and God listened and heard. Uminayin afilu echad, and where can we learn that the same applies even to one? Shenamar, for it is said, B'chol ha'makom asher azkir et shemi avo elecho uberachticha. For it is said, in every place where I have my name mentioned, I will come to you and I will bless you. The third chapter of Pirkei Avot goes through a number of Mishnayot, a number of teachings that teach about the importance of Torah study in different numbers with different groups. In group of two, groups of three, and now coming to the teaching of Rabbi Chalafta, starts with 10, goes to 5, then to 3, then to 2, then to 1. And essentially, Rabbi Chalafta is emphasizing the importance of studying Torah in a group, where there can be discussion, interchange of opinion, and mutual stimulation and enrichment of fertile minds. The ideal setting of 10 is wonderful. If such a gathering is not available, we should strive to find anyone that we can study with to help further the meaning in our lives. So if 10 people can manage to gather, let them study together. If only 5, then let 5 study together. If only 3, then 3, and so on and so forth. And finally, even if you are alone, the message here is that you are not really alone. For if you open the sacred volumes of our tradition and fill your mind and heart with the Torah, the Divine Presence will dwell with you too. And you will bring blessing, and you will be blessed.